On show 475, it's a Saturday special interview with two for the price of one. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily for Saturday, the 18th of May. My name is Marcin Lee. Thank you for listening today. During the week, we always try and bring you the best news. And at the weekends, if I possibly can, I bring you interviews with people from the EV and kind of green, clean energy industry as well. Anyone fascinating that we can talk to, basically. And today, it's two for the price of one. First of all, we'll talk to Craig. Well, Craig Tong is the founder and the owner of the Renault Zoe Owners Club here in the UK. And many people email me to say, I'd like to start a club for my local area, maybe my community. So I wanted to get Craig on for a while now to ask about how do you start a club for like-minded people, for fellow EV drivers. And secondly, we'll talk to Nick Ramo. Well, Nick is otherwise known as EV Nick with his YouTube channel. In fact, both of them have YouTube channels, as we'll find out in a moment. Nick not only does that, but also sells plenty of Renault Zoes as well. So today, yes, I must admit, I'm making a Saturday special all about the car that actually my wife and I drive as well. And a couple of things as we get into the show, we talk about all of those considerations about driving an EV, about range and charge speed as well. Just one thing you might not know, if you don't have this particular car where you're listening around the world, for most of the time that it's been on sale, they've had two different charge speeds because they have slightly different insides. One of them charged slower but was more efficient with better range. One of them charged faster but had a little less range, a little less efficiency. So if you hear in this interview talking about Q motors and R motors, think of Q being the quick. So Q being the way to charge your car quickly but doesn't go as far. And the R motor, well, the charger really, well, that was all made by Renault themselves. Think of R for Renault. And that is only able to charge at half the speed, so 22 kilowatts on the Renault Zoe. So that explains some of what we talk about. Let's get into the interview right now with two people who I think are fascinating to have on the podcast today. Have been at the heart of the electric car community here in the UK for many, many years now, and have actually just got back from a really exciting adventure. So let's find out more. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
You recently went on a bit of a trip. First of all, we should talk about that. Then we should talk about where people can see you at the Fully Charged Live event. And then what's coming up for the rest of the year for the Renault Zoe Owners Club. Well, first of all, let's give you the intros so that if anybody hasn't heard of you, they know who you are. And both of you guys have YouTube channels. So I'm guessing people listening to this, there's going to be a fair few who know who you are. But first of all, Craig, tell us about what you do with Renault Zoe Owners Club and where people can find you. And how you got to kind of run the club.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so my name's Craig. I run the Renault Zoe Owners Club, abbreviated to RZOC. Started in 2015 when I bought my first Renault Zoe. So it's been going now for just over 4 years. We celebrate 4 years around about July. You can be found at www.rzoc.club or .co.uk. And you can obviously see us on the YouTube channel, which is Renault Zoe Owners Club, or RZOC again. Also on Twitter at RZOC, and plenty of photos on our Instagram, which is RZOC.club also. And yeah, so Fully Action Club, which is free to all its members throughout the whole of Europe and worldwide, to be honest. We have members around Dubai, in Hong Kong, Australia, New Zealand. It's growing pretty quick, Martin.
So what made you start the club in the first place?
Do you know what? I was asked this a while back, and I actually started it just for the fun of it, just to see and, you know, just to get gathering of people around the UK and just to get to know each other, like-minded people with Zoes. But it obviously it started to really take off because there wasn't a club of such for the Renault Zoe. There was a couple of forums out there, but nothing was dedicated to really supporting the Renault Zoe brand. But then we then grew it to the actual Renault Zoe and ZE Owners Club. So anyone that's got a Twizy, Renault Fluence, or a Renault Kangoo, anyone can join the club now. We fully support the whole of the ZE brand now.
And you did recently sell your Zoe, but that was in order for you to buy another Zoe. Are you enjoying the new one?
Yes. I absolutely love it. You know, the R110, I used to tell, there's a big joke, Nicholas will probably say, there's a big joke about the only buy a Q motor if you're going to buy a Zoe, and I ended up buying an R motor, so I've been digged for that. But I proved, as you're about to talk about and shortly, that you can go pretty much anywhere in an R motor, as long as you plan it. Yeah, but yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. Absolutely loving it. It's my second Zoe, and there will probably be a third soon as well, so I can't knock them. I love them.
And let's get on to Nick as well. So people on YouTube, they'll know you as EV Nick. You've had your YouTube channel going for a while now, and again, pretty much mostly Zoe based, but you don't have so much of a Zoe fetish as Craig though, right?
Well, it depends. If you ask Craig what I think of my BMW i3, he'll probably tell you I've probably got a bit of a Zoe fetish. Yeah, I just think for the price point, it's probably the best EV. I mean, Elon Musk goes on about the Model 3 being the affordable EV for the masses, but to me, the affordable EV for the masses has been here for years. It's the Zoe, and I think, in fact, all three of us have got Zoes.
Yes, you converted me about 8 months ago, and I wouldn't look back. Of course, our listeners around the world might not be able to get a Zoe or even know what one is. It's based on the Renault Clio, but again, not sold in some parts of the world, which is a shame. But equally, in places like France, of course, a domestic car for Renault is just like the biggest selling EV. I think Leaf tries to claim the title over the year or something, but certainly in recent months, the Zoe has been the number one EV. And then, so you guys, so that's a bit of background for what you guys, you know, what you do and how you got here. But you recently went on a bit of an adventure. Nick, what was that all about?
Well, Craig goes, Renault want to send us away to Belgium to do an EV rally. And I said to Craig, I said, what exactly does a rally mean? And we ended up doing a bit of research. And a rally, it's kind of not a rally as you'd think it's a rally. It's, you do a rally, but without any racing. And I've got to say, I don't know about Craig, but it was one of the most fun weekends I've ever had.
So what? How did this all come about, Craig? And you know what happened? And what, you just jumped in the car and went for it?
Yeah, I had a conversation with a couple of people at Renault UK PR who were asked by the Renault Belgium team if we could send someone over to support them. They asked me myself and said, would I like to go? Absolutely. So they started organising it. To be honest, it was quite last minute when we actually got the full information of what we were going to do. I think it was like 3 days before. They decided that, you know, it'd be a good presence to send us over there. We were the first British plated electric cars to actually do the rally. On the stages, but as Nick says, it isn't actually a full-on rally where you're racing about. You're getting a map with directions and everything. Directions literally are just an arrow, 1.4 kilometers turn right, and you just head out and try and complete the course. And there's three different stages. You got about an hour and a half into it, you did a break where you got some drinks and some snacks. And then you did another about an hour and a half to 2 hours of driving, where you went then for a secret location where you then had lunch, which was absolutely amazing. Met a load of people, chatting to them as well during that. And then you're doing about another hour and a half, 2 hours of driving for the final location, where we ended up at a car share depot where we were able to wash our cars and get spoiled there with some drinks and some pudding. And then after that, we another about an hour and a half's worth of driving back again to where we started. I think in total, we left around about 9 o'clock, 9:30, and we didn't arrive back until near 5 o'clock in the evening. So it was a full-on day, it was.
I haven't asked, and apologies if you said and I missed it. Was it all zero emissions vehicles?
No. The actual point where we were doing it was actually called the EV Rally, which was all electric. So there were Tesla Model 3s, Model S's, Zoes. There was a good few Zoes. I think it was about 8 Zoes doing it. But it was actually the main event's been going for years, and it's called Dream Cars. So they have Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Maseratis, all that sort of stuff doing it. And that's the main sort of like sector, but they're now growing it towards EVs as well. And just showing that, you know, 3 years ago to do this course of 197 kilometres would have been a struggle. But now we're going around without having to worry about charging and just saying, you know, you can do these things and have fun in a normal electric car now.
So, Nick, you both jumped in the in Craig's new longer range Zoe. Did you guys split the driving or what?
No, what we did was we tested our friendship to the absolute extreme. Anyone who's ever argued with a sat nav or their wife on a long journey can definitely relate to this. And that was me, Matt, reading, telling Craig he's gone the wrong way, and then Craig arguing that he's gone the right way. So it was a true test of friendship, I believe.
It was indeed.
Brilliant. And so the people that you were meeting along the way, were you all driving EVs or were you bumping into people and then doing the thing where you have to educate them to be like, yes, it's an electric car, yes, it can go long range? What was it, you know, what were the type of conversations you were having?
I mean, all the people on the electric side of things, they were all, I don't think there was anything sort of like low range there. I think the Twizy, but that didn't actually do the rally. But every other vehicle there was pretty much a long range EV. It's actually quite astonishing to see the difference now compared to years ago, where you turn up at an event like this with EVs to actually see vehicles that are capable of doing such distance, as I say, and not having to worry. It seems Belgium, believe it or not, is very well behind in the electric vehicle side of things. Now, as we spoke to quite a few people, we were told that they're very much a sort of backseater, waiting to see what everyone else is doing. But now it lasts sort of like 12 months. It's started to really, really pick up.
Isn't that interesting? Sort of different countries in Europe are going at different speeds. Of course, Norway is leading it. The UK is somewhere on the journey. But I'm surprised to hear stories like that where there's, you know, places are behind.
Yeah, I mean, what we were both shocked about, because I've always thought most European countries are ahead of us and the UK's lagging behind. But what we got told by our Belgian counterparts over there is Belgium tends to watch what the world does and then copy. And now they've started to see that there's a massive influx of electric cars and they're trying to bring their infrastructure up to meet up. But the way their electricity network's a bit different to us. I think it's centralised to one company rather than, like in the UK, you've got different networks that operate all the way through the UK. In Belgium, it's a little bit different, so it's a bit harder for them to set up infrastructure. What was clever about the rally is we actually had, halfway through the rally, they set up temporary charging stations using a BMW, basically battery that powered off the grid and then diverted to car chargers.
It was actually quite really, really good to see. But the funny side of it, it didn't work and no one could charge.
Oh, no.
It worked for everyone but Zoe's.
Zoe's, that's right, yes, absolutely. Everything else but a Zoe would charge, correct. And it was the Zoe's that needed to charge.
Yeah, it's always the Zoe that needs to charge and it's the one that can't. But, I mean, generally, as you were driving to the event, were you finding charging fine? Obviously charging in the UK, you've got all the right swipe RFID cards and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I a long time ago in 2017 I did a trip to Austria, obviously in the 22 kilowatt Zoe, which took me, let's just to get down to Felix there where the train is, that took me four stops of about 30-40 minute stops to get down the 190 mile journey. This year, when I did it with Nick, just to get to the train, we stopped once at Beaconsfield for 45 minutes, drove all the way to the tunnel, and then charged at the tunnel.
Craig, how long did you stop at the tunnel?
The tunnel, we didn't stop very long, actually. The train was pretty quick. No, we won't go into that, Nick, because, we hogged the charger at the tunnel. But there was no one there. We kept going back to make sure that no one. But, yeah, the journey time, the difference in the longer range Zoe, I would say made probably an hour and a half's difference than the the 22 kilowatt Zoe I had before. That longer range is a big sort of like playing field. The thing you need to understand, though, is a lot of people will say, well, it's got the slower charging. Yes, wherever you're going, that destination charger needs to be there so you can sit there and charge. If you were to do a long journey of 400, 500 miles plus, the arm motor, the slower 22 kilowatt, you're going to struggle. You're going to need to find somewhere to have a rest, sleep, you know, as you probably are aware when you did your trip, Martin, as well. It's a big difference. the faster charging on the Zoes is a must, and we know this. It's all about how fast you can charge and get going again. But yeah, the network was fine. Beaconsfield was absolutely a dream. Pulled up, plugged up, got it charging, went for some breakfast, unplugged and carried on our journey.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a great event that you guys were doing. And, you know, hopefully maybe in the future people are listening to this, they might want to get involved in a rally themselves. And having heard your experiences, I'm sure they'll be going for it. It's not the last time that you two will be working together, though, because within the next month, 7th, 8th, 9th of June, you are both going to be manning the stands at Fully Charged Live. What's that all about?
Right, well, this year, Renault have really got behind us as a club, and this year they have invited us to join them, which initially we thought we're going to be joining them on their stand at the thing and just being some ambassadors for them. But we got talking to, well, I got talking to the Renault PR in them, and I've got a huge thank you to them. But they are actually got our own club stand inside Hall 1. So anyone that's going to Fully Charged, you've got to come and see us. We've got our own branded stand that's being done by them. And honestly, it's a big change for the club this year, I think. I think we're going to see something really impressive happen for everybody that's joining the club.
One thing that we didn't mention, I did introduce Nick, as you have your own YouTube channel and you'll be known as Evie Nick to many people listening right now. But actually, it's not just about, you do sell quite a lot of Zoes. That's your business. And so do you find, you know, obviously you've been selling Zoes for a long time and you've been talking to people, educating people as well. Do you think that there's a big education job to do generally with people?
Weirdly, yes. I mean, if you notice on my YouTube channel, I never talk about the garage, and the reason I never mention that I do it as a job and as an industry is I don't want people to believe that I'm trying to tell them about Zoes to sell Zoes. I want them to understand that you can buy a Zoe from anyone. It can be from me, it can be from Will up at DSG, it could be anyone. I just want people to learn about electric cars and sort of figure out what they need to know about it. But I often get people coming in on just random petrol cars, and I'll have a Zoe in and I'll take them out in a Zoe. Even though they're not even the slightest inkling to buy a Zoe, I think if you just initially get people over that threshold, that tester of what an EV's like, they might consider it for the next purchase.
Oh, that's interesting. That's super interesting. So you're both going to be on the stand at Fully Charged Live this year, and you've got other people coming to help you. Right, Craig, I've seen, because I'm part of the Facebook community, owning one as well, I've seen that you've managed to get some owners there as well to be ambassadors.
Yes, we've got I think there's a good 20 or 30 Zoe owners that are joining us over the weekend to come and stand on the stand and talk to people and go out and help with the Renault stand outside as well, talking to potential new owners or people that have never had an EV. But also we have about 17 Zoe's doing a backwards and forwards taxiing during the morning and the afternoon and lunchtime, helping anyone that's coming from the car park with the Tesla crew to get them into the event as well. So if you're out there and you are going to the event, you know, just because there's a Tesla there, hop in a Zoe, have a go. Don't, you know, I know Teslas are an absolutely amazing vehicle. If you've never drove an electric car, get into a Zoe and you'll be quite impressed.
Yeah, for the first Fully Charged last year, it was the Tesla Owners Club, I think, maybe, or whatever it's called, was supplying the taxis. But this year, you guys are doing it as well. So again, if this is new information for people listening, they're either in the UK or they're coming here and you think, hey, I'm going to be in the country at that time. It's at Silverstone. Yes, the famous Silverstone. This year, 7th, 8th, 9th of June. It's looks to be so much bigger and better than it was in the first year. It's incredible what they've done. Craig, do you think, like, one of the keys, because this year I don't know whether it's massively confirmed or whether it's kind of still being worked on, like test drives of cars for people going along to the event, do you think that is the key then, getting people inside an EV and getting them driving one?
Yeah, absolutely. I think getting people there to walk around, talk to people, and then being able to have the experience of being able to hop into an electric car and drive one is the way forward. You've got to show people and let them experience the you know, the advantages of owning an electric vehicle, what the difference is when you drive. Every time I get somebody into an electric car, or the Zoe, and show them what it's like, the first thing they say is just, most of the time is I need to get one of these, because it, as you know yourself and everyone else that drives an EV, the drive is completely different, and the more we can do that on the days like that, the better it is for everybody, really.
Now, Nick, I know you don't like to you don't make your YouTube videos simply as a, you know, piece of content marketing to big up your business, but just to talk about it for a bit, when you have a Zoe on your garage, they don't hang around for long, right?
Yeah, well, it's funny enough, when I first started, when I bought the Zoe for myself, everyone would tell me that if you buy a battery lease Zoe, you'll never be able to sell it. They're the hardest cars in the world to resell. No one wants to buy electric cars, especially battery leased ones. And yeah, I don't think I've ever had a Zoe over 5 days once I've listed it for sale.
So how do you come across them? Are they kind of people that are moving onwards and upwards? Are they coming off of, did people have like finance agreements on them? Or so what are people changing from a Zoe to go into?
Well, some of them we buy off RCI, they come off RCI's leasing. So some of them are ex-PCPs. Some of them are from, I think I've had one or two off very early Mobility when they used to be Mobility. I've had a couple of owners just ring me up and just say, Nick, I've noticed that you're at a garage. I've worked out where you are. Would you buy a Zoe? And I go, yeah, of course I would. So I've basically everywhere across spectrum. Occasionally I see some listed on the club. Craig has some listed on the club for sale for members, and I've occasionally snapped a couple of them up. But yeah, they're all ex-lease or people moving up to newer, bigger electric ZE40s or different electric cars. But most people I speak to
that's interesting, isn't it? Right, well, looking for you broke up there for a second there, but I'll move on. Right, Craig, so going forward, you also organise other events as well for people to get involved. What's the next event apart from Fully Charged Live that you're organising?
Okay, right. So the next event after Fully Charged, which I think everyone this year should get their names down for, is called EVs in the Park. More information is at www.evitp.co.uk. And that is held in Coventry. This is our fourth year running. Last year we had 135 vehicles turn up. This year already, but it looks like ticket sales have smashed that. So we're expecting a big turnout. The biggest difference this year is we've been sponsored very kindly by quite a few companies. We've got R. Simmons down from, I think they're Bournemouth Way. They're sponsored the event. We've got Electric Zoo. They're sponsoring it again this year. Sussex EVs and Octopus EVs. And everyone is bringing something to the event for everybody. It's free coffee. It's free cakes. It's free event completely for everyone to come to. If you've got an EV, get a ticket. Come and join us. You will not be disappointed. It is one amazing day. And it is literally just the social. It's the sit around, chat, talk to public that come and see you. And it's a bit like your old school car events where meets where the people used to come around and sit and talk. But this is changing the future for people walking by and getting them to understand that EVs are again, the future. The differences with this event is you can't normally in Coventry have an event for motor vehicles at the park we're at because of petrol and noise pollution, but Coventry Council let us have the park because we're electric.
Yeah, of course. One of the things that I've done many events myself over the past in my, you know, previous life, and getting cars inside buildings is just like draining the fuel and all that kind of stuff. It's a health and safety nightmare. EVs, none of those worries. So so good.
Absolutely. And I say, if anyone wants to come, it's on August the 24th. It's the bank holiday weekend in August. So it's on the Saturday. So it gives people plenty of time. They can still get their Sunday and Monday off. So they've still got a 2-day weekend. So we've planned it quite well this year to make sure that it's not like a mass weekend where people are rushing about to get something done. But yes, it's going to be absolutely amazing. Hopefully you'll be there this year as well, Martin.
I absolutely will be. Sadly, I wasn't at the first event in 2015. I didn't own an EV in 2015. And only five cars were there for the very first one. But everything starts somewhere. And this year is going to be amazing. So I can't wait to come along to that. And if you're listening to the podcast and you are EV curious, and lots of people are, then maybe put a little date in your diary to come along and talk to a bunch of people who, with no agenda, will just talk you through all the different
kind of options out there and how it works.
Absolutely. And one other thing to remind us about, anyone that is coming that doesn't own an EV, if you're coming in a petrol car or an ICE vehicle, it's free parking as well at the park itself. So the whole event won't cost you a penny to come to.
Finally, then, before I let you guys go, we talked about Octopus EV a moment ago, which is all part of Octopus Energy, of course. And Nick, we did a Saturday special with Fiona Howarth just a few weeks back looking at the new OMI cable, which charges cars when it's, well, I gather, like, if I can remember, like, not only when it's greenest, but cheapest as well, but I'm not on the Octopus tariff. Do you want to just give us a quick rundown of how you're going? Because you bought the cable, right? You've got the cable and you are, you know, you're charging with it. So how's it going with it?
Well, I've not actually bought the cable. They gave me one on trial. So there is a video about that coming out soon. They've not paid me for the trial. They've just given me a cable. So I am completely on my own on what I say, good or bad about it. But I'm impressed. So on Agile, their tariffs change every half an hour. So if it's really sunny and really windy, electric can go really cheap and the cable will start charging. Then if suddenly they have to start firing up coal plants, then electricity prices go up, then it'll stop charging your car and it can just start and stop, start and stop, start and stop. I mean, I don't know exactly how the pricing works on the energy market, but supposedly every 30 minutes the energy market prices change. And if you've got a big electric car and you're going to plug it in during the day, it's probably the best tariff you can go on for saving money.
So this is if you're listening around the world, we do have a tariff here where it changes, not minute by minute, but it changes through the day every half an hour, as Nick says. And it's a way of saving some money if you're happy to put your dishwasher on, your washing machine, your EV, when electricity is cheapest. And that often means greenest as well. Okay, Nick, if people want to see your videos, where do they go to find out more?
You can go either to evnick.com or you can go to YouTube and just put EVNick. So letter E, letter V, and then N-I-C-K.
And Craig, if people want to have a look more about the Renault Zoe Owners Club or the RZOC, how can they find out more?
It's quite easy. Just get onto Google and Google RZOC or go to rzoc.club or on Facebook, search for RZOC, Renault Zoe and ZE Owners Club. Same again for Twitter, RZOC. It's quite simple.
Awesome. Look, we look forward to seeing you guys in June at Fully Charged Live. A reminder that if anybody wants to get hold of those tickets, they can do so. Fullychargedshow.co.uk is the website, and there's a big old buy tickets button on there as well. You can find out more about the event. And I think a bit of a special deal if you are a Patreon supporter of the Fully Charged Show. Guys, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Martin.
It's a pleasure.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on EV News Daily. Really, really interesting to talk to people, whatever they do in the EV community, to get various insights and from where people stand. And one of the things that I love about this show is we get to hear from you as well. Your part of the show comes tomorrow on every Sunday. We do our question of the week, and it's my favourite bit. I absolutely love it because no two opinions are often the same, but everyone's opinion's valid. And so I love it. You know, we don't all have to agree all of the time. So question of the week this week, it's one where you can't sit on the fence. What's more important, hardware or software in a car? What do you got to get right with it with if you're going to buy an EV, and then what can you worry about later? So let me know your thoughts. You can email me hello@evnewsdaily.com. Well, thank you very much to 213 patrons of the podcast. I love to read out all of your names tomorrow on Sunday's show from exec producer and above. And thank you to everyone who joins me new on Patreon, and occasionally people come to the end of wanting to support, of supporting other shows from now on. And that's super cool as well. And of course, you never have to pay for this podcast. It will always be free. There are 474 previous episodes online and many of them interviews as well. Check out the blog. It's a super simple WordPress blog that I just try and keep updated for my own sanity, to try and archive all of this stuff at evnewsdaily.com. If you can leave a little review on iTunes, I can't tell you how important that is. So I know, like, you see YouTubers always saying, like, oh, you know, like it and subscribe, and that's what's important to their algorithm for podcasts. If you can leave a review, like 1 star, 5 stars, just say what you think about this podcast, that also really helps. In the meantime, come and say hi on the socials by searching EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.